Hey there, welcome to the What's Your Thing podcast, where we're all about great conversations with interesting people.
That's right, I'm Brennan.
And I'm Caitlin.
There's something awesome about every person, a thing that makes them truly unique.
We want to know what it is about everyone, so we're asking,
what's your thing?
I got a cat here. Should I leave him on?
Leave him on.
Sure. Leave him on, of course.
Come here. Come here.
He's on carnivore. Welcome to
the What's Your Thing podcast. Oh, hello there. Welcome to What's Your Thing, episode number 25. I'm Brennan, and this is Bezway. He's also on the carnivore diet.
Bezway is taking over for me this week.
Yeah, he's an expert carnivore. Hey everyone, welcome back to episode number 25 of the What's Your Thing podcast. I am Brennan.
I'm Caitlin.
Caitlin is on, I guess this is week three of the carnivore diet, correct?
Starting week three, two full weeks I've been on it, yeah.
We are doing our third installment, and we have our father here who was unable to make it last week, but an expert, I guess what now, 2 months
you've been on it?
Oh, since November 8th.
But you were kind of, did you not break it up that one weekend we were in March and then you were like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore?
I was kind of dirty carnivore. I ate some things that, you know, some packaged meat that had zero carbs, but it had lots of other stuff in it. So I stopped all that in December or January.
So Caitlin, one of the things we were talking about was you were going to give up, you couldn't have wine, obviously, the sugar, you were going to give up coffee. How was the second full week for you? How are you feeling?
So the second week was really weird. So just for people who are interested, I lost 2 pounds and I lost 1.5 inches overall. So I'm down 4 pounds, 3 inches overall. And it was super weird because I got very ill, like sicker than I'd been in a long time. I don't think it was the keto flu because it was really head. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice. And at the same time, I got very lethargic and tired with eating carnivore. I was just bored with the meals. I found it frustrating. I didn't have stuff in my fridge that was ready. So yeah, it was really interesting at the end of the week to be, and I, you know, no wine. I did that. It was amazing. Yeah. No caffeine. I did it. I went like 4 days without any coffee, but I have to admit that I did go on to decaf, but I was able to give up the wine. So here's the thing. And I want to talk about it. So on week two, I have given up wine and I've given up coffee for half the week. Why didn't my weight change more dramatically? Why didn't I drop more inches? What's going on? Is it because I was sick and I wasn't getting like my 10,000 steps a day? I was only doing like half. Like, what's going on here?
Well, it could be that your body is adjusting. So you're losing inches. You might not lose weight. I went a long time and I didn't lose anything, but my pants got loose and my shirts got looser, and I never really lost. You have to stop looking at the scale that way.
Okay.
It's not.
What I can say is I did have two people notice. Evan. So Evan can't be here today, which is unfortunate. He had an emergency come up at work. But he noticed yesterday we went out for dinner and we each had soda water and a 20-ounce ribeye and over easy eggs on the side with lots of butter and salt. And he noticed. And then my girlfriend flew in from St. John's, Newfoundland. I saw her in February. We went to Berlin together and she noticed too. So people are starting to notice. I'm starting to notice that I don't feel bloated. And I think that has a lot to do with the wheat that I'm not eating. And I'm not eating anything packaged. And I also feel like it was really tough for me to say how I went last week because I was so sick, but I do think I'm sleeping better and I do think my mood is more stabilized.
Yeah, you will notice that.
Do you find with the lack of coffee, just caffeine in general, did you find that you were having more headaches last week? I noticed that when I go in stints where I'll go a few days without coffee, and I do have to admit it's one of my vices. I tend to get like almost like a withdrawal headache Yeah. And that can't be good.
For me, I think it's so hard because I was so sick. So it's really hard to say. But, you know, I missed it in my routine. I missed it socially. So I went out and I bought decaf coffee and I'm making that in the mornings. But it's really interesting now that I'm feeling a bit better. I talked before in week one, after I did 7 days, about the satiation. Yesterday, like I said, Evan and I had a 20-ounce ribeye and two fried eggs. Right now, that was almost 24 hours ago. That was like 22 hours ago, and I haven't eaten. I'm not hungry. I'm going out for dinner tonight, and I'll have something carnivore. But, you know, I didn't even think about food. And I went, you know, at work, like I said, there's always tons of food, and I'm not even thinking about it. Don't need it. It's interesting.
And that is amazing for where you work and how much food there is. Because normally you'd be snacking constantly because it's just everywhere.
Yeah. So for people that don't know, my dad retired from the city and he now is a driver. And he is, when you see him, he's sitting in a van. He drives our stars around. He drives them from their hotel to base camp. He goes on runs. So right now he's with a pretty famous A-list actress. Guess in the comments who it is. And yeah, it's really
cool. I want to guess right now, but I'm going to leave it up to you guys in the comments. Yeah, write down who we think it is. I'm not going to look. And then next week I'll see if we can get it. But so you're feeling your energy levels. That's what I heard about this as I'm reading into it. Obviously, I'm not participating, but one of the things I was reading is that your energy levels start to get like improved. So you're not eating food. You're sleeping better. Do you find you have more energy? Just you're not lethargic sitting around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have a high demanding job?
Yes. So what I've noticed is the first week I was doing yoga every morning, and the first week I was kind of switching to really heavy meat, obviously. And, you know, I think my digestive tract was getting used to processing all that. I mean, former vegan here, right? So I didn't really push myself. I slept in the extra 45 minutes instead of doing the yoga. And then last week I was sick. But now coming out of it, I noticed that I'm not as tired when I go to bed. And I've started waking up like at the 7 hour mark. Like my circadian is like waking me up more like with the sun. I'm getting up at like 6:15, and I've started doing yoga again, and I'm really liking it. I'm really liking not falling into bed so tired. I'm choosing to go to bed because I want to go to bed, and then I fall asleep easy.
Well, I wanted to talk this week about, because you were saying you were getting last week, I can see myself getting the same thing where you're kind of not feeling like up to it because you're like, man, I'm running out of ideas for options for meals and stuff like that, right? You're kind of getting frustrated. You don't have things ready. I was thinking I'd run by a couple recipes that I found online. I have to admit, pretty good for the carnivore diet. You guys want to hear what they're all about?
Sure.
So this is courtesy of People's Choice, beefjerky.com. We have a carnivore diet breakfast sausage, which looks really good and pretty straightforward to make. I'm not sure, Dad, if you've ever done this, but it's just sausage patties, eggs, cheddar cheese, and bacon grease. You fry it in the bacon grease. They're using the patties with the cheese and the egg in between, and it looks absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, they have that. They would be very good breakfast.
So they're using... they're using bacon grease. Can you expand on that? Because I know you've done it too, right? You substitute that as instead of oils.
I only use bacon grease now mostly. I have some beef tallow that I also use, but I find bacon grease really adds flavor to everything. So it's excellent for frying anything, even chicken wings. If you just fry them on the stove in bacon grease, it's fantastic. So yeah, that would be really tasty.
Caitlin, you were saying you're almost 22 hours. I know my wife and I, if we do intermittent fasting, she's like by 11 a.m. she's like, I want to eat, and she'd rather do lunch and then go into the evening. I'm opposite. I'm like, get through the work day, do a workout, and then I want to eat in the evening. What about you? If you see yourself eating less, what time of day would you be more of a breakfast or a dinner?
I'm a need to eat by 11 a.m. person. I'm usually done eating by 7, need to eat by 11. And 11 came, and I was just like, you know what? I'm just not going to order anything or, you know, go to the fridge or whatever. And then, you know, now it's 4:45 in the evening local time. And I do have dinner plans tonight. So I'll go out and dinner's at 7. So I'll eat then. But, you know, who knows? If I didn't have dinner, I might not even do it.
What about you, Dad? What's your time of day?
Late afternoon, early evening, if I'm not working too late. But not in the morning. I usually eat only in afternoon, evening, depending on what I'm doing. Tonight it'll be later on because I'm working. But
I'm curious to try this one. I wanna make it and put it out there on a short. Caitlin, with your newly trying the carnivore diet, I'll loop you in on this one. Here we have something that looks pretty appetizing to me, and I'll share a screenshot when we post. It's the carnivore pizza. Eggs, ground chicken, pork rinds, butter, sea salt, cheese, bacon, pork, and pepperoni. And I swear, this looks just like a real pizza. Absolutely fantastic. Have you tried it?
No, I haven't tried it, but I have seen it, and it's very intriguing. It seems pretty good.
The other one that I really want to give a shot, ground beef, taco seasoning, eggs, heavy cream, and shredded cheese. You make a taco pie. It looks fantastic. So
Brennan,
all of these things.
You cooking for us, Brennan?
I'm gonna do it. Let's make it. We'll post it out. I'll be the judge. I'm not on the carnivore diet right now, so I got to be the one to be like, hey, I'm probably gonna be next in line. Got to find something I like. And then the last thing I'm never gonna say no to is I always like the traditional pub food, and that's part of one of my problems, which is why I'm researching other kinds of fields for avenues, because it's only, you know, if you're young and active, it's good, but you know, it's only gonna catch up to you. Here they have carnivore fried chicken strips, which is chicken thighs, pork cracklings, eggs, and sea salt. And they look unbelievable. So I think we'll have a carnivore party in your honor, and I'll do the cooking, and I'll see where this can go.
That would be good.
So
try all that stuff.
Anybody that's listening that's been on carnivore, if you could comment down below what I can do to kind of like get over this fatigue, this diet fatigue hump, and kind of push me to kick going for the next 2 weeks, I would really appreciate it. So comment down below.
Yeah, it's good if you find something you really like that you can have over and over. The way I do my ground beef, I love it, and I can eat it every day. It's no problem. But if you're bored with all that, you've got to find something you really like.
And that's a perfect example of why we need more information. Sorry, guys. If you're a carnivore person and you have experience, I mean, Dad, we give you credit. You've been doing this for a long time. Caitlin, you're into it. I'm one of those people who's maybe going to try it down the road. Give us feedback. Give us tips, techniques. You know, it's a lifestyle change. It's hard to commit to, and we want to hear from you. But use the avenues. We're on Instagram. We're on YouTube. We're on Podbean. If you can interact with us, let us know what you think. Give us some ideas. Give us things to try. That's it for this week's episode. Caitlin, congratulations on 2 weeks. We'll see where week 3 leads. Dad, thanks again for the support. And everyone who's watching and listening, thank you so much. This is the What's Your Thing Carnivore edition. But we also want to hear from you. Caitlin and I, we love to make content. We like to try new things. So if you have an idea of something you want us to try, let us know. Like and subscribe. Comment down below. Tell us what's your thing, and we want to try your thing. See you next week for the fourth installment of the carnivore diet. What's your thing, Pod?
Bye.
So make sure to check us out. What'syourthingpod.com. Check us out on Instagram, YouTube. Follow us on TikTok. Check us out. We're going to have a blast. What's your thing?
What's she been?
Meow, meow, meow. Comment, like, and subscribe. Meow, meow, meow. What's your thing, Pod? Meow, meow, meow.